Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Christine Perquette is with us, folks. Christine is the founder of Perquette PR. It's a public relations company. She specializes in helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. But she has a number of other things that she helps folks with, not just marketing, not just public relations, but also helping them manage their time. And we've asked her to join us today to talk to us about a couple of different things. First, time management. Christine Perquette, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. I see on your bio that you have a lot of recognition here. Congratulations on all that. But I see one here that says you're one of the top 10 CEOs who tweet. Now I'm imagining your parents looking at each other saying, "So it's come to this."
I do get a hard time, yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, I can just imagine your dad saying, "Okay, so tell me again how you make money on Twitter."
That is a common question, yes.
I can imagine. But before we're going to talk about that in the next segment. First thing I want you to talk to us about is time management, because, as you know very well, as we're all learning, you know, it's the only commodity we haven't been able to synthesize, but it is a commodity because it's the same for everybody and it costs the same for everybody, but it's the only thing we haven't learned how to synthesize and make more of. And so we only have so much. We all have the same. How do we make sure we make the most of the time we have?
Well, when you're talking about small businesses specifically, which I'm very passionate about, I've owned my own for about 13 years and I work with a lot of small businesses through my business. I think the biggest thing that small businesses and small business owners need to remember is how important delegation is and how important having a good team to delegate to is. A lot of times, you know, we're trying to do everything and we get caught up in some of the minutiae of tasks that really aren't helping us to grow our business.
Mm-hmm.
They're just helping us to run it on a day-to-day basis, and that's important, but those kinds of things can be delegated or outsourced even. So sometimes that initial investment, although an owner might think they don't want to invest the money in outsourcing or in hiring someone who can assist them, in the long run, it helps. The ROI is greater than doing it themselves.
That's such an important point, Christine, because what you just said is those two examples, delegating and outsourcing, those are two examples that come as close as anything has ever come to synthesizing time, because it's not really synthesizing time, but it is leveraging time, isn't it?
It's leveraging our time. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you have to remember why you started the business in the first place. I don't think it was to do all of the accounting, unless you're an accountant. And you can get, you know, too caught up in it and then spend too much time on things, again, that someone else could do probably faster and maybe even better, dare I say.
One of the things that I've written about, actually this month, it was in an article I wrote, one of my columns this month, was that every CEO, from the tiny one, you know, from the one with the tiny business to the big businesses, should fire themselves every year from at least one job and promote themselves to a job, fire themselves from a job that they don't need to do anymore and promote themselves to a job that almost nobody else can do. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. I think the reason that's a big challenge for most small business owners is because most of them are, you know, type A go-getters, and we think we should be able to do absolutely everything perfectly. But the truth of the matter is we can't, and we shouldn't feel like we need to. So I like that idea. I might try that in 2011.
Well, and part of the thing that you just said, you said we think we have to do things perfectly. Part of the problem is we actually think we do things perfectly, and therefore how could we possibly delegate this to someone?
That is so true. Very, very true. In fact, you know, that trickles down to your managers and your management team as well. You know, they need to trust their team and delegate as well, because they have that same challenge, I've noticed.
Well, one of the things that I've been saying, Christine, is that in order to make this happen, in order to learn how to delegate, You've got to say, okay, I know I'm perfect. I know I do everything perfectly, but I can't grow my business if I keep seeking perfection. I must start seeking excellence, not perfection, but excellence. What do you think?
Oh, I love that. Excellence is a good thing. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, people learn by mistakes, and as long as it's not a huge one, you know, start small, but let them discover things, and they'll bring you new ideas as well if you give them that trust and that respect. They're going to give it back. So.
The cool thing about having people to delegate to, if you hire smart people, the cool thing is all of a sudden they'll show up with something that you, as hard as it may be to believe, you actually didn't think of.
That's true. If you're lucky, that's the way it's supposed to happen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Surround yourself with smart people. But this is an issue. One of the issues for delegating to other people is, as you know, everybody has to, in a small business, everybody has to wear a lot of hats, and there's not enough heads to put all the hats on. Sometimes small business owners get to the point where they say, I don't have anybody to give this to. And right. And I think that's where you outsource. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I think outsourcing is a good thing. You know, I learned that in my personal life as well, when I tried to paint my first house myself. I think I got through 1.5 rooms and then thought, outsourcing is a great idea. So, I try to apply that same logic to my business.
Well, this is when you, at some point in time, you were holding the brush in your hand and you had paint on your face, and you said, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I got the same sense of accomplishment once my house was done and it looked really great, and a professional had helped me. So I got to the end goal, just went about it a bit of a different way. So, you know, that's important in business as well.
Isn't it important, Christine, to put up on, write down all the jobs that you have to do and decide who needs to be doing them? I mean, it could be that we've just over the time, the evolution of the growing of the business and the adding of tasks and the adding of people, the tasks, assignments may have gotten misaligned. What do you think about that?
I absolutely agree. And as cliche as it sounds, I think, you know, to-do lists, I'm very big on to-do lists, but I think that in order to make them even more effective, you can categorize them. So whether it's things that you need to do yourself, things that align directly to the bottom line, or things that need to be done within a certain time frame. So whether it's today, this week, this month, and then underneath that you categorize them by who should own them. To-do lists are a great thing to keep you focused, and also nice to check off and make you feel like you've accomplished
mm-hmm.
something. You know, especially in my business, it's a services business. We're not cranking out
right.
products. So I like to be able to cross things off.
Give us your website, Christine.
It's Perkett.com.
Perkett, P-R, two T's on the end there, Perkett, and .com. Check it out when you get a chance. When we come back, I'm going to get Christine talk to us a little bit about social media and the marketing online. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.